going home. I thought you were out on a date with Jerry.
So did I. He let me out at the movie theater, said he was going to go park the car. That's the last I saw of him.
I think you've been ditched.
Now, did I ask you? If I want advice on getting ditched, I'll ask an expert. Dorothy, did I get ditched?
Yes, Blanche, but don't feel bad. Look what it's done for Sonny Bono.
And it's finally happened. I cannot believe it. I have lost it, haven't I? In more back seats than any woman I know.
Ma, you're not feeling any better, are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
But you look terrible.
Gee, I guess I won't be making it in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue this year, like the rest of you. Sophia, Dorothy's just concerned about your health.
We all are.
Ma, you have been walking around sick for over a week. You would feel a lot better if you would just obey the doctor's orders. Now look, either you're going to follow his orders or I'm going to call him and tell on you.
Ooh, what is he going to do? Come over and spank me?
If he does, tell him to come by my room.
Who can that be at this hour?
Maybe it's Blanche's date.
Oh, he better not show up here. I'll get it.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Stan. Look, I know it's late, but I had to come by. I have awesome news.
Dating someone over 12?
Ma, that's not nice. Is that it, Stanley?
No. Congratulate me, everyone. I'm getting hitched.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, congratulations, Stan.
Tell us all about it.
Her name is Catherine. We met at the post office. We discovered we had a lot in common.
Oh, is she bald, too?
For the first few months, I found myself sending her flowers, candy, friendship notes for no special reason.
Oh, that's lovely, Stan. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I read in a book by some dame shrink that chicks really eat that stuff up. Anyway, Catherine and I fell in love, and on the spur of the moment, we decided to get married. The wedding is a week from tonight, and you're all invited. I talked to the kids. They said they're going to try and fly in. Well, I got to go now. I'm on my way to surprise Catherine with this. Now, what do you think?
I think Lisa Bonet spent more on the ring than her nose.
Don't listen to her, Stanley. It's beautiful. I'm sure Catherine will love it.
You mean it?
Not a word.
Babe, it's a real diamond. What's wrong with it?
I think the more appropriate question is, where is it?
Okay, the diamond's not very big. Okay, it's not a real diamond. It's a thought that counts. Okay, I didn't put much thought into it. It was cheap. I'm cheap. What can I tell you?
Stanley, honey, why don't you let me help you pick out something else for Catherine?
I'll help, too.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with my taste. You've seen that ring that I picked out for Dorothy. Yeah.
Actually, he was going for a bracelet, but the mechanical claw grabbed the ring.
Okay, girls, I guess I do need some help. I'll call tomorrow and we'll set up a time to go shopping. I really have to run now. I'm fixing a terrific late-night supper for Catherine.
Oh, really? In 38 years of marriage, you never once cooked a terrific meal for us.
Neither did you.
Ma, I thought you were supposed to be taking it easy.
When I feel bad, I have to take my mind off it. There's only one thing that does that for me.
Cooking a big meal.
No, making love in a closet. But hey, you do what you can.
Hi, we're back.
We helped Stan pick out a ring for Catherine. I feel terrible. I think we spent too much money.
Oh, stop worrying about the money. We're talking about love.
I still think we spent too much.
You didn't spend it. The yutz spent it. That's what makes him a yutz.
Sophia's right. Don't worry about it.
Ma, I think you better sit down. Come on, over here. Here you go.
Dorothy, should I get Sophia a glass of water?
No, Rose. You should sit here and watch her hack herself to death.
Are you sure?
Get the water!
I am going to call the doctor.
I can't breathe.
Forget the Dr. Blanche. Call the paramedics. What is taking them so long? It's been over an hour.
I'm sure they're doing the best they can.
Cafeteria was closed. This is all I could find.
Thanks, honey.
Any word on Sophia?
None. No, I hate waiting.
I hate hospitals.
I hate when the people put each other down on love connection.
Dorothy, I got here as fast as I could.
Stan, how'd you know where to find us?
Well, I had second thoughts about the price of the ring the girls made me buy, so I came by the house. The neighbors told me what happened.
I'm so happy you're cheap.
So how's Sophia doing?
We still don't know.
Oh, Stan, I'm scared.
This is Zabornak.
Oh, Dr. Seymour, is my mother going to be all right?
Her condition is quite serious.
But you said it was just a simple virus.
It's advanced to pneumonia. Normally, I wouldn't be this concerned, but her resistance is very low. That, coupled with her age, makes these next few hours extremely critical.
Are you saying that my mother could die?
We're doing everything possible. All we can do right now is wait and see how she responds to treatment.
Can I see her?
Not until she's out of intensive care. The best thing you can do now is go home and get some rest. I'll call if there's any change.
Come on, Dorothy. I'll take you home.
No, I'm not leaving.
Then we'll all stay.
No, you go.
Oh, no, we're not going anywhere.
Look, I would rather be alone, please.
Are you sure, babe?
Would it be stupid to ask for a group hug before we leave?
Oh, of course not, honey. Hands above the waist, Stanley.
Hi, babe. I hope you're hungry.
I thought I sent you home.
I was in the neighborhood.
What, at 1 o'clock in the morning?
All right, I couldn't sleep. I kept thinking about Sophia. How is she?
No one has said a word to me in hours.
What? That's ridiculous. I'm going to find somebody right now. Excuse me. I want some information, and I want it now.
The John is down the hall.
Yeah. It's about a patient, Sophia Petrillo. She's in intensive care.
The cafeteria's closed.
Well, get a doctor in here.
Someone will be with you in just a moment.
You really care about Ma, don't you, Stan?
Hey, someone put you down for 40 years. I guess you have a special bond. I can't imagine life without her telling me what a yutz I am, what a lousy husband I was, how my toupee looks like a monkey's behind. God, I love that woman.
I do, too. Oh, what are we going to do if she doesn't make it?
She's going to be fine. Come on, let's eat. I brought you your favorite.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. Chinese.
No, Italian.
Look, there's been no change on the Petrillo case. We are very busy. We'll call when we can.
Yeah, listen, buddy. Sophia may be just another case to you, but we happen to love her, so we want to know how she is regardless. So from now on, I want to be informed every hour on the hour. Do you understand me?
I'm sorry, sir. I'll see that you're kept informed.
You were magnificent.
I have my moments. Well, what do you want? Lasagna or cannelloni?
Oh, Ma makes great lasagna. I can never get mine to taste as good. She says it's because I don't sing to my marinara sauce. That's her secret. She sings opera to her sauce. Except, of course, during the holiday season when she sings Nat King Cole.
I love your lasagna.
Oh, you're just saying that to make me feel better.
Is it working?
Like a charm.
Excuse me. Mrs. Zabornak?
Oh, my mother?
She's going to be fine. You can go up and see her right away.
Oh, thank you. Oh, she's going to be all right. Stanley, come on, let's go see her.
No, no, no. You go. You two should be alone. I'll stay here and clean up. I'll stop by later.
Stan, thank you for standing by me. I don't know how I could have done it without you.
Hey, what are ex-husbands for?
Ma, you scared me to death.
You scared me to death. You couldn't put on a little makeup. There could be a single doctor. Right to know you're being taken care of. Or at least getting a little on the side.
Ma, the doctor says you're going to be just fine.
Of course I am. I survived war, disease, and 2 seasons of designing women.
Hello, Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. We just stopped by on our way to work to check on you. How are you feeling?
She's going to be just fine, only this time she's going to follow the doctor's orders.
What about you, Dorothy? You must be exhausted being here by yourself all night.
I wasn't alone. Stan came by and stayed with me, brought me food, held me, showed me that special part of himself.
Right there in the waiting room?
Not that part, Rose. Anyway, spending time with Stan made me see something that I hadn't realized.
He dyes the hair in his ears? I noticed that months ago.
Besides that, I'm still in love with the man, and I can't let him marry someone else.
Is it me, or is the room suddenly getting darker?
On my 90. It's only got one more yank left in it before it falls completely apart, and I'm saving that for Henry Barnsworth.
Shh, I just don't want Dorothy to hear. Blanche, we can't let Dorothy ruin Stan and Catherine's wedding. I mean, it's selfish, it's adolescent, and it'll put a real cramp in their honeymoon.
Rose.
I mean, for somebody who's supposed to be so smart, Dorothy's acting like a real goober.
Rose.
And Dorothy wouldn't say that right to her face. Of course, I'd have to stand on a chair. It's her, isn't it?
Now, Dorothy, don't you be mad at Rose. She's only saying what she feels.
Yeah, and what about you? You think I'm terrible because I want my husband back?
Ex-husband, Dorothy. Ex-husband who left you and didn't even have the courtesy to tell you he was leaving. Ex-husband who married somebody half your age just 1 week after the divorce. Ex-husband who's getting married again tomorrow. I don't know why you want that man. He's treated you like dirt. And even that I could overlook if he had a good body.
Look, Blanche, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but my mind is made up. I love Stanley. I want to be with him, and I am very sorry about Catherine.
What on earth is suddenly so wonderful about Stanley?
Everything. Just everything. Oh. He has grown. He has changed. You should have seen the way he took over when Ma was sick. He was so commanding, so masterful, and yet so sensitive and so vulnerable. I know I couldn't have gotten through it without him.
Listen, Dorothy. You thought Sophia might be dying. You were the one who was sensitive and vulnerable.
Blanche is right. At the counseling center, I see cases like this all the time. When people lose loved ones, they sometimes do things they'd never normally do. Take Mrs. Pulaski. When her mother died, she divorced her husband, lost 30 pounds, dyed her hair, and ran off to Paris with an artist 10 years her junior. I just got a postcard last week.
Yeah, and now she's miserable and bony and sick of eating snails, right?
No, they bought a beautiful home in Cannes.
Rose!
Granted, not a great example.
Thank you for proving my case, Rose. Ma getting sick was probably a good thing after all, because it made me see how great Stan is.
Right. What if this isn't what Stanley wants?
Excellent point. What about that, Dorothy?
Now, if you had been there that night, you'd know that he feels exactly the same way about me.
Then how come he hasn't called off his wedding and told you he loves you?
Because he is not sure how I feel.
He wants
me to make the first move.
Oh, gee, I hadn't counted on this. She makes good sense.
Rose!
I want to thank you for helping me think this through. You know, up until now, I honestly had a few doubts, but after talking to you, I know exactly what I'm going to do. Tomorrow, before the wedding, I'm going to tell Stan I love him.
Well, way to go, Rose. You talked her into doing exactly the opposite of what we wanted her to do.
I guess that's why they took me off the suicide hotline at work.
Coming.
Hi.
Hi.
Can I come in?
Sure. Do I look like a man who's about to do it for the third time? Get married, I mean.
Very handsome. Have you lost weight?
No, I'm wearing a girdle. Is Sophia going to make it to the wedding?
She's not quite up to it, but she sends her regards and baggies for me to bring back hors d'oeuvres. You're wearing a girdle.
Yeah, and padded shoulders. Is my head sweating?
No. Stan, the reason I came...
Is the wedding still on?
Oh, of course. Why wouldn't it be?
He's right. Why wouldn't it be? Dorothy, come on. Let's go powder our noses before the ceremony.
Stan, I have to get something off my chest.
I agree. There, that's much better.
Boy, I'll say. Okay, let's go.
I am not going anywhere.
Would you girls excuse me? My girdle is killing me.
He's wearing a girdle?
And padded shoulders.
And knowing him, a sock in his crotch.
All right, now what are you two doing here anyway?
We have come to stop you from making a fool of yourself.
Why would Dorothy make a fool of herself?
Well, Stanley, you know how she gets at weddings, all emotional. Her nose starts running, then her mascara starts running. Pretty soon, everything's running all together. Nobody can enjoy their cake.
Stan, I have to tell you something.
Dorothy, somebody's at the door.
I'll get it.
No, you won't. Dorothy.
But I'm closer.
Oh, oh, it must be that old plow injury. Dorothy, did you get the door? Dorothy stepped out for a breath of air.
Why is she banging on the door?
It looks like that button's coming off. Yep, I was right. We better go soon.
Bartender, give me another.
Come on, lady. You don't need another.
Why not?
You've had three already.
I said, give me another.
Fine. It's your life. Just don't blame me if you get sick.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
No, help yourself.
Thanks.
What can I get you, lady?
How about a shot of self-confidence?
Let me guess. You didn't come in here to drink. You got a problem, you need someone to talk to. Am I right?
That's right.
Then take a quart and call a shrink. This ain't Cheers.
Are you okay?
Just a little nervous. I'm supposed to get married in exactly 20 minutes right here in this hotel.
Well, then what are you doing here? Cold feet?
Yeah, but not about him. See, he's got this ex-wife.
You better be careful what you say. I happen to be an ex-wife.
Not like his, I'm sure. No one's like her. She's Superwoman. She was the perfect wife. Cooked, cleaned, had two kids, got an education... has never looked better, and now she has a career. Oh,
that wasn't a marriage. That's a commercial for a mini pad.
Her name is Dorothy, and she's coming to our wedding. They're still friends. Listen to me. I'm so intimidated by a woman I've never even met.
Well, it's understandable. I mean, she sounds pretty terrific. I bet she's gorgeous, too.
No, the daughter had a nose job, and she had her mother's nose. Evidently, it was a honker. Are you all right?
I'm fine. You were saying?
I don't know what I'm saying. All I know is I've waited all my life to find someone like Stan. That's my fiancé.
I know.
You do?
I feel. How do you feel?
No, you don't. See, I've never been married before, except to my career.
I guess that's why I feel so insecure about being a wife. I want to be a good wife.
You're really crazy about the guy.
Head over heels in love. I feel like a teenager. He's smart, he's funny, and the best lover I've ever had.
You haven't slept around much, have you?
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. Popcorn?
Oh, no, thanks.
So, you think he might still be in love with his ex-wife?
Well, they're still good friends. I mean, he talks about her all the time. Dorothy this, Dorothy that. What if she decides she wants him back?
Oh, if she's as great as you say she is, and no doubt she is, well, possibly in a weak moment she might think she wants him back, but then maybe she'd think of the two of you together and what a nice person you seem to be, how he loves you and how much you love him, and I think she'd realize that her time with him was over, and she'd let go graciously and wish him well. In fact, I think that's exactly what she'd do.
No, she wouldn't.
Yes, she would.
No, she wouldn't.
Yes, she would.
How can you be so sure?
I'm a Leo. We're all very sure of ourselves.
Well, it looks like I've got a wedding to go to.
I'm going to a wedding myself. Do you mind if I walk with you?
Not at all. You know, you're a very wise person. What did you say your name was?
I didn't.
Well, I really enjoyed talking with you. I hope we meet again soon.
Believe me, we will.